From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The grand finale was no finale at all today on Capitol Hill. Congress has delayed any vote on a $25 billion bailout for the auto industry. It may well be the end of the session, although Congress could come back to Washington to consider the bailout in December. But Democratic leaders say they will only do that if, first, the auto companies come up with a viable plan for restructuring. NPR's David Wellna has our story.
There was an 11th-hour push today by a bipartisan group of senators from the big auto industry states to approve a bailout for Detroit's Big Three. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin said it would tap $25 billion already approved by Congress for retooling the auto industry to make more fuel-efficient cars. As Levin explained, car makers would apply to the Commerce Department for bridge loans from that fund and repay the money so it could eventually be used for retooling.
We believe that there's a reasonable chance that if this were put to a vote today or tomorrow, that it could get the 60 votes necessary.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid put the kibosh on any such vote.
They have a bipartisan agreement, but it's their agreement. Unfortunately, the sad reality is that no one has come up with a plan that can pass the House and the Senate and get signed by President Bush.
Reid said there's too much opposition among Democrats to signing off on more loans without knowing if it's good money after bad. But he said they also don't want to see the auto industry collapse.
We have decided the best way to proceed is to give the auto companies another opportunity to make their case to Congress and to the American people. We're requesting that they submit a plan to Congress through Chairman Frank and Chairman Dodd no later than December 2nd. These two very able men will review the plan and, if necessary, hold hearings during the week of December 2nd to fully vet the auto industry's proposal.
Should the plans presented to the heads of the banking committees pass muster, Reid said he would then call Congress back in session the week of December 8th to consider making money available to the auto industry. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also made clear the automakers would have to deliver a convincing plan for survival.
It is all about accountability and about viability. Until we can see a plan where the auto industry is held accountable and a plan for viability on how they go into the future, until we see the plan, until they show us the plan, we cannot show them the money.
Ohio Republican George Voinovich, who wanted to vote today on the bipartisan compromise plan, belittled the Democratic leader's new proposal as unrealistic.
How do you ask somebody to present a plan of viability when you haven't laid out for them what that plan should be?
Another backer of the bipartisan proposal, Missouri Republican Kit Bond, had one item he thought automakers should propose.
There are a lot of steps that the auto industry is going to have to take. One would suggest selling corporate jets might be one, just as a suggestion.
It was a reference to the anger caused by the three big car makers each taking corporate jets to come to Washington this week to plead for help. House Financial Services Chairman Barney Frank warned that people are also angry with Congress thoughtlessly doling out money.
If we were to pass this right away, I could write the stories for tomorrow. In a rushed, barely examined commitment of many, many more taxpayer dollars, Congress today leapt into an abyss.
David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.